bad family grieving. And you think they're sad because you're leaving. But did you see the jealousy in the eyes of the ones who had to stay behind? And do you think you've made the right decision this time? Left your girlfriend on the platform with this really ragged notion that you'll return. But she knows that when he goes, maybe he goes. And do you think you've made the right decision this time?
The Peel session of London from the Smiths there, recorded in December of 1986. The song offers Morrissey's take on the big move from Manchester to London. Instead of the feelings of relief and expectation, there is little more than guilt and pessimism, so Moz is certainly meeting expectation there. And so predictably, but perhaps not so grimly, that leaves us with Cassettes and Chocolate Milk's London podcast, number 49. Much in the spirit of CNCM's Japan podcast, number 43, this is, again, a rather decadent celebration of a pending English road trip with my family. This means many gigs, record shops, pilgrimages, and discotheques, although I don't think the English really call them discotheques anymore. But enough of the love, and let's get back to the hating. This is I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea from Elvis Costello's Stella 1978 record, This Year's Model.
Nobody else. I don't want to go to Chelsea. like you never seen the light. You're walking like it every night. But I've never seen you dance and I've never heard you sing. So how could it be a single thing? This is a rudimentary. Talking like you're handy in the fight. You're talking like it ever at night. But I've never seen those flowers in the bow of your gun. All I've seen you do is run. Is this a rudimentary? But tell me, baby, how does it feel? I know you like the roll of the limousine wheel. They all get them out for the boys in the band. They twist and they shout for the boys in the band. You're walking like you never seen the light. You're walking like it ever at night. But then I stop to think and I ask myself why. It's one of those things that, darling, you must try. It's also rudimentary. And now I'm jealous, so I'm jealous of my own. I'll go home, step up through these hearts I will roam, yeah. They all get the
vapor
for the boys in the band.
Only for the boys in the band.
They scream out, they shout for the boys in the band.
Only for the boys in the band.
Debut Up the Bracket, that was The Boys in the Band from the Libertines. Again, no terribly overt references to London Town, but it's difficult not to listen to the Libertines without thinking of stumbling around Pall Mall in rather familiar Royal Guard regalia. While we're speaking of Libertine associations, we must feature The Clash, since Mick Jones produced both Libertine LPs. This is a personal highlight from their 1979 record, London Calling. Rudy Can't Fail is an irresistible duet between Strummer and Jones, describing the tensions between some despairing parents and one rebellious rude boy.
Let's dip into it from you. There's no point in asking you to be my savior, cause there's no chance of running from the truth. You think it's hip just to go to parties, you always give those scumbags the passers-by. But if that person tries to take your number, you always break down and cry. Now I don't need cheap no more, there's no point in turning back to take some more. I don't like the way you comb your hair, so I'm better off when I'm out there. You wear your makeup and your fancy perfume, even though your wardrobe has got too much room. But girls are acting older and they're much less fun, but when they get older they start acting young. Now I don't need cheap no more, there's no point in turning back to take some more. I don't like the way you comb your hair, so I'm better off when I'm out there.
Cheem, the Exit's brilliant B-side to their 1978 single, The Fashion Plague. The song describes Colin Swan's relationship with a girl who lived in the London suburb of North Cheem. Swan would himself describe it as the most boring, dull, conservative place on earth. He got so riled up by spending his nights at the Cheem Village Social Club that he felt compelled to write this rather vitriolic anthem. He'd later admit the Exit's never got this angry again. That follows quite conveniently onto the live version of Down at the Tube Station at Midnight from The Jam, which featured as a B-side to their 1980 single, That's Entertainment. The lyrics of Tube Station famously describe a chilling attack in an underground tube station, and despite its detail, there is this ambiguity in whether the protagonist actually survives the attack. According to Weller, it was this song that brought about a new level of credibility to The Jam. In his book Suburban 100, he stated that he couldn't recall any other song that worked on that level of detail.
We're going to take you down to the tube station at midnight.
I'm not afraid. smelt of pubs and one was swabs to the new
Perfectly charming, A Child Lost in Tesco from Eugene McGuinness's 2007 debut brings us to the periphery of this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed all the dank, dark and dangerous impressions of London town. You could say that this last song is a rather grand stylistic departure from what we've heard today, but the truth is that there's no song that is more evocative of my London. This is the Pet Shop Boys with their massive 1985 hit, West End Girls. Thank you for listening, and be sure to make a swift return to CNCM for more good tunes.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad.